This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 755. Give today's vocab a whirl for an IELTS speaking nine.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn super fun and high-scoring idioms to use on your speaking exam when you have to talk about trying something new. Give this vocab a go with the homework I give you today. Hi, guys. Welcome to IELTS Energy. As Lindsay is traveling across the country now because she is moving to the West Coast, my coast, the best coast. Yeah, I'm biased. I grew up on the West Coast, but whatever. So she is moving, and I am going to bring you a vocabulary episode today all by myself. So in speaking part one, you guys, there are often questions about trying something new. For example, you could be asked about a food you've never tried, but you want to try, or a sport you've never tried, but want to, a movie you've never seen, a book you've never read, but you want to, a city you've never visited, but you want to. That could happen in speaking part two. So long story short, guys, trying something new is something you need to be ready to talk about on your IELTS speaking exam. So today, guys, I'm going to give you some awesome idioms you could use to talk about those things. Recently, you heard Jonathan on the show, and he got an 8 in speaking, right? And he recommended to you guys, if you also want an 8 in speaking, learn some idioms. So definitely, guys, write down these idioms as I talk about them today. And at the end of today's episode, I'm going to give you some homework to make you use them. So stay until the end, guys. All right, so let's get to this vocabulary. So there's the first one's kind of flexible. There's a couple different ways we could go. If you are going to try something that you've never tried before, you could say you're going to give it a shot, give it a go, give it a try, or give it a whirl. All of those work. They're all correct. They're all awesome. I would say give it a try is kind of the weakest one because that's kind of boring, right? So let's stick with the other three. Give it a shot, give it a go, or give it a whirl. So for example, let's think about those part one questions I mentioned at the beginning. Instead of like saying, oh, I want to try sushi. Oh, guys, there's no way you should have never tried sushi. It is the best. So, okay, what if you've never tried it, but you want to? You could be like, I'd like to give sushi a shot. That's a tongue twister. Sushi a shot. I want to give sushi a whirl. I think I'm going to go to a Japanese restaurant this weekend. So that all works, guys. Now, if you want to talk about an action you've never done, take that second question I mentioned about a sport or activity you've never tried. You could say, try my hand at something. So for instance, if you've never gone rock climbing, you could be like, you know, I've been seeing a lot of beautiful photographs of rock climbers out there in the desert, and I would love to try my hand at rock climbing one of these days. So it could be like a big action like that, or even like a smaller action, like trying to cook something new. I want to try my hand at Thai food, right? It means I want to try making Thai food. I've never done it. Okay, I got one more for you guys, and this is a bigger idiom, bigger connotations, to spread your wings. This is a beautiful idiom. I love it. So it's full of imagery, this idiom, right? So it's like you picture yourself in like a small box, right? You're in this small box in life, but you want to expand your horizons. You want to spread your wings. So You could use this in the context of like becoming more adventurous in life. It could be trying a new position at work or traveling somewhere new or getting into a bigger, new, healthy, positive habit. So maybe if I'm talking about traveling, right? What if I'm a person who has only sort of played it safe, right? Like I get package tours, I'm really like organized on my holidays or whatever. I could be like, you know, I want to spread my wings as far as traveling goes. I want to go on a trip where I don't have a lot of plans and I just follow my heart and go spontaneously out into the world and come what may, I will love it. That's another great idiom, come what may. It means like whatever happens. Hey guys, just in the last week, we have had amazing speaking scores from three key students like Jonathan, who got an 8, and Orchun, who got a 7.5 on speaking. How did they do this? Vocabulary. Guys, if you have the All Ears English app, this is such a powerful tool to build your personal vocabulary, to not just get that 7, but get that 8, get that 9. So how can you access this? Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device, download the app, and start your free trial today. Okay, so these idioms, guys, again, you have to practice using them. So I'm going to give you some homework, everyone. This weekend, I want you to try something new. Okay, let's get specific. Try something new in regard to the possible IELTS questions I mentioned before. Try a new food. Try a new sport or physical activity. Watch a movie that you have never seen and would not normally see, like a documentary or an indie film. Research a city that you have never considered going to, but you know what? You'd like to go. I'm going to add to that homework, actually. I want you guys to, on Sunday, look at the New York Times online because there are always amazing travel articles that come out on Sunday. They have this great column, this great article, like 36 hours in such and such, and it's like a new city every week. So read that. And then do some of your own research and think about, okay, like, could I go to this city? What would it be like? What would it look like if I actually planned a vacation to this city? And then after you do this research or after you try these new things, talk about it. Sunday night, guys, Sunday night, you're going to do some IELTS speaking practice and you are going to use these idioms to talk about this weekend. So, for example, you could say, so I do often get outside and exercise on the weekend, but, you know, I wanted to give something new a shot this weekend. And I went on a hike that I thought would be a little bit dangerous and I was always too scared to go on before. But I was like, no, I'm going to be brave. I'm going to give it a whirl. So I did. I gave this new hike a go and it was magnificent. And then like talk for 2 or 3 minutes describing this activity, or if you choose the travel option that I described, you can also describe the research and what you found and those results that you discovered. So awesome vocabulary today. Great takeaway homework for you guys. And I'm going to give you one more thing to do this weekend. So as I said at the beginning, Lindsay is currently moving across America to resettle on a whole other coast. That's huge. But you know what's cool, guys? You can follow her adventure on our Instagram. Find All Ears English on Instagram. What's cool about this is, unlike the app that you could only get on iOS, which if you have an Apple phone, get our app, guys. But Instagram is on every type of device, right? So follow All Ears English on Instagram. And you know what? Just this morning, I posted an IELTS speaking part one question on Instagram. So I am also going to do vocab and IELTS tips on there, guys. So definitely follow us on Instagram. This is a great way to include English motivation in your daily life. You're on your phones anyway. And even if you've never been on Instagram, it's okay. Join it. Just follow us. All right, guys. Great stuff that All Ears English is bringing you. This is very exciting. I cannot wait to see what you do this weekend. So definitely, guys, come back to the blog and post on this episode and share what you did this weekend. Okay, everyone, remember, if you are ready to be organized and really tackle your IELTS preparation, become a Three Keys student. Do it now, guys. We're having so many new motivated students come into this course every day. It is keeping us on our toes, super busy, and I love it. So become one of those students that we spend so much time helping. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the entire course, or if you want personal classes on Skype with a member of our team, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. All right, everyone, have an awesome, awesome day, and have fun this weekend trying something new. See ya.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.